Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There may be times when spouses feel underappreciated, and when it's prolonged, it could take a toll on the marriage. There are parents who feel underappreciated by their children. There are other parents who had a certain image of how they wanted their children to treat them with respect and derech eretz, but so far it hasn't turned out the way they had planned. The Chovot Levavot in the Sha'ar HaBitachon Perek Dalet gives us the secret to having a happy marriage and children who have Derech Eretz. He writes there that getting married and raising a family is a mitzvah between us and Hashem. Our intentions and motivations in performing this mitzvah is what will make all the difference. Hashem wants us to do everything in our power to take care of our family's needs and to be loyal and trustworthy to them in all their concerns. We are to provide a happy and loving environment that will be conducive to raising our family to be true servants of Hashem. Everything we do for a spouse or for a child should be done solely to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem. We should not do anything in order to receive reciprocation from a spouse or from a child. We should never feel, I will compromise on what I want today, so that next time they're going to compromise on what they want for me. We should not be motivated to help because our family will like us better, or because they'll praise us more, or honor us, or because then we'll be able to control them. Says the Chovot Levavot, if we are motivated by any of those reasons, we will find that we're not getting what we expected, we'll not be appreciated as much as we thought we would be, we won't be respected or praised as much as we thought we should be, and we will not have the control that we thought we should have had. We will become tired of continuing to produce without seeing the results we hoped for and feel like we have been toiling in vain. We'll also lose out on all the potential merits we could have gained if we would have had the right intentions. But if a person will change and be purely motivated in everything he does for his family, just because it's the will of Hashem, without expecting anything in return from them, not even a thank you. Of course, it's only proper for people to say thank you, but that should never be our motivation. Then, the Chovot Levavot guarantees that Hashem will give the person heavenly help and all of the members of his family will respect him and they will praise him and they will reciprocate in helping him when he needs help. And the person will be rewarded for everything he does for his family because he's doing it l'shem shamayim, for the sake of Hashem. The Chovot Levavot concludes that paragraph with a proof from a pasuk in Malachim. This is golden information which will help us tremendously with our family life. If someone is ever thinking, I'm so underappreciated, he or she could use that as an opportunity to change their mindset and say, I don't need to be appreciated. I'm not working for them. I'm working for Hashem. And so I'll continue to do my job the best that I can. And I'll do it with joy. And that will be a great avodat Hashem, which Hashem will appreciate and is trustworthy to reward. Have a great day.